Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here together with
Fiona Jacob. It's great to be here with Wilhelm.
How do you leave to go on vacation? How do you best leave your job and start your vacation? A few simple little tips here. It's simple to not start your vacation on a Monday. Might be too late because it might already be booked, but a lot of people say it's great to start vacation on a Thursday, because then it's a very short last week. And you know, when the weekend comes, I already had 2 days of time off. So it feels much longer when you have a 3 day week and then start your vacation than when you work a full week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also the same way, plan to come back maybe on a Thursday or something, or a Wednesday, and just work a couple of days and then it's a weekend again. That last week feels like a almost full vacation week for some people, because you start more lightly than if you come in a Monday morning and it's full push all week. So it's good to reflect on how you schedule a vacation in terms of, you don't need to end vacation on a Friday or a Sunday. You can actually play around with the weekdays to see what works for you. Also, there was somebody in a program we lead who said a couple of years ago, I think it was by mistake, she had told people at work she was on vacation and she had told people at home that she was working. She just misunderstood the weeks or something. So she ended up having a week when nobody at home expected her to be home and nobody at work expected her to be at work. So she ended up working about half time. And she said, that was the best thing ever. I'm going to do it every year from now on. Because when my family discovered I was home and said, you know, that work, no, I'll stay home today. I'll be home today. Might work for an hour or so, but I'm home with you. And they were so joyous. When people at work discovered, like, you're available for a meeting tomorrow? Well, sure, no problem. I can take a meeting tomorrow. I have some flexibility. They loved her availability because they thought she wouldn't be available at all. And I thought that was pretty cool. It's really about setting expectations, right? So don't lie and tell people you're on vacation when you're not, and vice versa, right? But you can speak about not being available. It's like, I'm not available next week or that week because there is quite a bit of work I need to do. You can speak like that at home. And you can say at work that I'm not as available as normal because I'm about to start my vacation. So point is, watch the expectations you create around you when you go on vacation, and you have a sense of freedom. That was that, basically, on going on vacation. There is hundreds of nitty-gritty small tips and tricks, but let's not dive into that now. This is the main things we want to teach in this conversation on. Give some thought to how your last few days are being set up before you go on vacation, rather than just pushing like crazy until the last minute. That makes a big difference.
Didn't you have a great tip about booking in some of those key meetings before you leave?
Yeah, that's the next conversation, which we're just moving into.
Cool.
Moving into
it. Yeah,
so the last thing is to design how you return from vacation with a bit more intention and clarity than most people do. So set up how your return from vacation will be. Or that sounded a little strict. It's like, just plan how you want to return when you come back from vacation. That's the message. And the planning of that, we already said in another conversation here, like, when do you want to start? On the Monday or a Thursday or a Friday, that makes a difference. If you start working on a Monday, communicate with people that you'll be available fully from Thursday that week. In your auto-response to mail that you turn on before you go on vacation, don't say, I'm back at work at 8 a.m. on Monday, so-and-so. Tell people in your auto-response on your mail that I'll be fully back on mail as usual by Thursday, so-and-so. So then you have 3 days when you don't need to be fully on the mail, but you can catch up with some things. Some people I work with, they love to think like this. What 5-10 key meetings do I already know now before vacation that I would love to have early on when I'm back? And rather than hunting people in end of July, August, when you're back for meetings, see if you can put up those meetings now before you go. Say, hey, shouldn't you and I have a 3-hour kind of planning workshop for the fall together? People go, oh, that's such a great idea. Yeah, let's book it now. So how about coming back to work with a 5-10 key meeting set up with non-urgent things, with people you love to work with, and knowing already you get a good start. There are simple ways to plan your first 2 weeks before you go on vacation that makes a huge difference. Maybe you want to take Friday off the first 2 work weeks. How would that be? First week is a 4-day week, next week is a 4-day week. Would that give a different feel to your summer? Wow, never thought of that. Yay, if I could have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that feels like almost more vacation. Exactly. You design. People understand so much more the infrequency of work schedules. First part of August, 3 weeks at the Orco. So nobody's surprised if you're gone a Friday and a Monday, because you know 20% of the staff is on vacation anyway. So reflect on what you want as a great way to start your fall, and say no to others, say yes to yourself. Of course, be responsible with the dynamics, but be a little bold this year and design more time for you and your capacity and your heart, and see what happens. That's that.
That's that. Imagine if you can come back with more capacity and power than you ever have from a holiday. How would that be?
It's absolutely possible. And I promise, it doesn't come from escaping from everything for 4 weeks. It comes from saying no to work, putting that on pause, from building your capacity and power by simple daily habits that you love to do, and by designing how you leave and how you come back. So thanks for listening to this conversation. We wish you a great holiday coming up, and we'll see you in the next audio somewhere.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.